Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shh. Turn that music down, Marcos. Shh.
Chips fall where they may. Chips fall where they may. Chips fall where they may. Come on, Levi! Six in a row, baby! Did you see Pella Larson locking up Jason Tatum last night, Levi? I don't know. Did Jason Tatum's arms get tired from flailing and flopping and whining to the referees all night?
Like a baby.
Like a baby. Where was his binky last night? Oh, I know. He got swaddled up by Swedish Swish, dude. Wow. Did you see Pella Larson last night? Handsome.
I was more impressed by the threes he was making.
The threes, the dunks. The putbacks, the free throws, they didn't know what hit them. And then, when you thought things were falling apart, when you thought things were going to go awry,
it got
22-point lead down to three. Who was there to save us? Slow-mo.
I like that.
Leroy, six in a row. And you want to know what last night was, dude?
Wow.
A warning shot.
Yeah.
A warning shot across the bow to the Boston Celtics to let them know, hey, playtime's over. That was Goose's galore last night.
Yeah.
I think we may be back. Mm. Actually, we're back.
You know we're back?
I know we're back.
Goosey's.
It's all here for us, baby.
Goosey's.
We have everything. All we needed was a little infusion of the rookie class into the starting lineup.
Like we should have had in the beginning of the year?
Fine. But now we're here. Kalel Ware, Pella Larson. I mean, do you see this intensity that he's bringing?
He's all over the place.
All over the place. And then you just bring a mad pit bull off the bench and Davion Mitchell.
We ain't even talking about Jovic yet.
No, he's hurt.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
What are you doing?
No, I'm saying when he gets back, then, like.
You're right, dude. Sixth man of the year candidate returns. Hopefully. I don't know really what the status of his hand is. I think he just got cleared for on-court work. I don't know how long it takes to get back. But the point is, Davion Mitchell. I mean, did you see him yesterday, Leroy? Just getting after it. Peyton Pritchard, what happened? I thought that was your sixth man of the year. Wow.
I'm scared to ask this. Hmm? With nobody in the house being as enthusiastic about sports as you, how did you experience this game alone?
How did I experience it alone?
Did you not see how he went off on Twitter? No. And on YouTube.
I listen.
How did I experience the game alone?
I'm not going to get a preview of the 4 hours I'm going to get the next day. I'll just wait.
How did I experience it alone? You want to know?
Yeah.
Pretty well, dude. That's how I experienced it. You want to know why? Because the Miami Heat went in there. They kicked the snot out of the Boston Celtics. And this Joe Mazzulla, 5 minutes left, only down 15. I thought you were the three-point juggernaut. He says, no. He didn't want his stars embarrassed anymore because Tatum couldn't take Pella Larson anymore. It was too much. Jaylen Brown couldn't take Tyler Hero anymore. It was too much. It was too much. Wow. What a time.
Yeah. That I was thinking
this
that, too.
This is why Tobin steals nightlights.
Yeah.
I just want to say something real quick. If I could.
Yeah, sure.
Lower down the music.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Eric Spoelstra, I am a bum, and I apologize.
Oh, you were a bum before that.
No. Stop.
That figure was very close.
Because this man stood in front of microphones while he was sitting, and he told us.
Oh, Andy Reid lost some money.
Beauty? Leroy.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey.
Leroy.
That's
hey.
Not. I'm yeah, not fat shaming.
Yeah, you kind of
did. I'm not fat shaming.
You see how you continue trying to find loopholes?
That's not.
And then you guys say something when I get on you.
If I congratulate somebody.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
For getting in shape.
So what is that, mustache shaming?
Why are you smirking?
No, didn't he look like Andy Reid?
Why do you look like you're trying to get away with it right now?
I'm not trying to get away. I'm not
even making eye contact anymore.
I'm not even trying to get away with it.
You look very guilty right now.
Very guilty.
Right.
No, I'm not guilty.
If it starts raining, I'm blaming you.
Eric Spoelstra told us that something beautiful was on the other side.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Beauty?
No.
Beauty?
No. Look, maybe you can make jokes about that now. What team wants to face this team right now?
Do they have the longest streak?
Yes. You know who did? Boston until last night, dude. And let me just go look at the schedule. We got the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. They're falling apart. We got the Bucks. They got no Dame. We might run the table to close the season, Leroy.
To get to 500.
And guess what? Guess what? Didn't you just tell me weeks ago? Doesn't matter. Your seed is your seed.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter, does it, dude? Because do you want to be the hottest team in the playoffs or the coldest team in the playoffs?
I would never.
Because Cleveland looks human. They better hope we're in that 7-8. They better hope, dude. They better hope like hell. I'm going to let me tell you something. Jay Crawford.
Wow.
He probably woke up in a cold
dude.
Sweat this morning.
Can I
he
just
probably
tell
woke
you,
up in a cold sweat this morning.
Is this a, it? It's as if the last 5 months of sports never happened.
What do you mean?
Just what I said.
What if we run the table and we finish sixth?
That would be impressive. If you're 10 games, what were they, 10 games under 500? No.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And they win the last 10 to get to 500?
Mm-hmm.
That would be impressive. Not even, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't even matter who you're playing. If you can run off 10 straight to end the season, I mean, I might be on the same page with you.
Hey.
Because winning 10 straight in this league is hard enough. Winning 10 straight when and guess what? You know when they turned it around? Can I just Spo is an incredible coach.
Yeah.
When he rotates 8. If he tries to rotate 10,
he just tells.
If it's only 8 guys available, he does his best coaching job.
I really think they got to stop those DoorDash Jaime ads after the wins because he's sitting on the couch. I feel like it just sets up for memes.
He's also doing Bath & Body Works commercials.
Well, he gets to go to the shower early.
Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, wow.
Almost cussed.
Careful.
What was he looking at?
He looked over here and gave me the look like, you know.
Stink eye?
Thank you for acknowledging me. And I'm
not the stink eye. He went.
Yeah. He gave me the look. See, those are those European fit for the tall, slender golfers.
Yeah.
Look, you
I
keep,
can't get my fat ass in that.
You keep saying things.
I should mention.
Well, no, I was talking about myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not slim fit.
I should mention, we are live. We had
Where
you
are
know,
we?
More important things. We are live from Live
Live.
Live Miami. It's the Pro-Am day. So what is a Pro-Am, Leroy? I don't even understand.
So what is a Pro-Am? Every tournament has a Pro-Am. They raise money doing this. And basically, you have one pro, four golfers, right? Everybody gets to play the course. Some do it as a scramble. Some do it as you play your ball. But in any event, they usually do it on a regular tour event. They do it Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
So all either the corporate sponsors or people that want to be in the Pro-Am, mostly for the corporations, they have a foursome. And they get to play with a pro.
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool. When I would do the tournament with the seniors in Upper Montclair, New Jersey, we would have one athlete, one senior pro, and then three amateurs, three people that, you know, from either corporate or whatever. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
It's fun because, you know, like a lot of times you never get to play in the conditions that the pros play. So just to be able to experience it, to be able to see, well, how fast are these greens really? Or how nice are the fairways really? You know, a lot of times we play golf at, you know, our regular clubs or whatever.
Yeah.
And we play roll them in your own fairway because the fairways aren't consistent.
It's funny you mentioned fast greens, too, because did you see how fast those fans dressed in green went for the exits yesterday, dude? That's all my shit. Yeah! Wow.
You know you're angering somebody on Instagram? Ranting to you.
Who?
Instagram.
Someone called Alex Rodriguez.
Oh,
baseball player?
Can't trust that guy.
I haven't opened it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay.
He's ranting.
He said, first of all, know your sports.
What?
You want me to continue?
I kind of do.
Okay. The Thunder have a 11-game winning streak. That's the longest, not the Heat. Oh, now it's the East. I am listening. Get to the play-in and then win and let's see.
Okay, so Alex decided to correct the show.
Oh, yeah,
he realized we were correct.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor.
Then you do the same thing.
No, do me a
you
favor.
You send out a tweet first and then evaluate it afterwards.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Block him.
From WQAM?
He's suspended from the show. Oh, that was to our QAM account?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't care about that. Let him go yell at somebody. What's up?
Your mouth goes trash panda after wins and losses all the time.
Mm-mm.
You're saying your facts are always accurate.
I think nobody rides the wave better than me.
Right.
I know where to be.
Nope.
I know when to be up and when to be down, dude.
Dude, I almost had to do a wellness check on you a month ago.
Deserved.
That's true.
I wear the
Anybody
losses.
Seen Tobin?
Like, crying in the corner.
Where were you guys when you were watching the Miami Heat lose to the Hornets? I know where I was watching it. Everybody else checked
hey,
out.
You just asked
with
us
an highlight.
What were we doing when we were watching too?
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
You watched the Hornets game?
Yeah.
Why you look like that?
Why look like what?
Very uncomfortable
you
when
like
you tell.
You
when
I don't.
Why is there? I think I'm.
This is
wait a minute. First
you
of all,
you look like you did when you shamed skinny Andy Reid.
Yeah.
How's I'm shaming him, congratulating him, giving him? How's that shaming?
Well, one, it's not really Andy Reid.
It looked like him though.
Mm.
Why?
Because he has a mustache and portly?
Yeah, no. See? With friends like you, I don't need
Who
friends.
Needs enemies?
He's like, he set me up.
You set yourself me up. What are you talking about? You're the one that mentioned it.
Man.
What?
I feel like I'm in a sting operation.
What a day.
Was an awesome game. Is there going to be a time, and you guys tell me this, is there going to be a time, or am I the only one, and so I'm on this island, where you watch a game, and then you get to the point where, here it comes, Here he comes, especially with the heat. Here it comes. Where, you know.
Oh, I thought we were on our way there yesterday. Right. I thought we were on our way there yesterday. And then Alec Burks hit that big-time runner to stop a run. But, dude, they were on like a 25-6 run to get the deficit to 3 points. It was looking real bleak.
Right. So you were like,
But dude, slow-mo.
I did, but I get all the play and the result. I'm saying, is there ever going to be a time, or we're just chalking that up to this year, where every time they get a big lead, you don't even like celebrate because you have that feeling that thing is coming?
I mean, last night would have been the night because you're taking on like a really good team. Obviously, there's a lot of firepower.
Yep.
It felt like after Brown and Tatum hit those back-to-back threes, it felt like, yeah. Then I don't know who that other intangible was.
Somebody said when Derek White blocked that BAM shot, we were like, here we go.
Derek.
I can't wait.
Am I the only one that gets like so like, like watching the game because you know what you've seen all year? Are we just chalking this up to this year and hope it's not that next year? Or,
well, this year's been inordinately weird.
Right, I know, but I can't shake that feeling.
I understand.
We've been through a lot of trauma this year. I can't shake that feeling. Every time, like, it could be a 20-point lead. Boom, boom, two threes. They're still up 14. I'm like, uh-oh. Spo calls timeouts after they score two buckets in a row and you're up 20.
He did the timeouts perfect yesterday, and I love him. He's starting to go to the challenge more, just even for looks.
Even though he's wrong,
it doesn't matter.
But
the fact that
he's can I tell you why he challenged?
Because he's bull bleep.
No, it had nothing to do with the infraction. It had to do with who. He didn't want Bam to get that second.
I understand.
So that's why challenge it. Why
I understand.
Not?
I understand. But you want to know something?
What's up?
Did it matter? Because Bam came out cooking in the second quarter.
Yep.
So Boston couldn't even take advantage of it, dude.
Kalel, you know what? Kalel still gets lost a little bit. He still doesn't know when to stay or go help.
Well, they're very good at switching, and they got him switched on Tatum a lot, and he did a good job on Tatum. He did a good job on Tatum.
He stayed in front of him.
The only problem is that left Davion Mitchell with Cornette.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Davion Mitchell's in the back. Like, hey,
he's an ogre.
He said, I feel like a tramp stamp back here.
But no, I agree with you. I thought Kalel did good on the wing. I thought he did a fantastic. And then
Davion Mitchell standing by a court boss. Like, he's got his arms like this.
It's not court boss.
Huh?
It's not court.
No, who's
Cornette?
Cornette. Cornette's 7'2". He's barely what, 6 feet?
Luis says Tatum and Brown, a lot of fake fouls. Oh, it was brutal yesterday. I know that, like, you would look at the Heat and you're like, Tobin, they had 10 more free throws. Dude, I'm telling you right now.
The work that had to be done for those free throws, it's like everybody came out of the halftime with bandages.
Tyler Hero left that game probably with a couple of black eyes with how much he was getting mauled.
Right.
No calls. Like, getting no calls. And the way that they treat poor baby Tatum. Tatum put a forearm shiver into Davion Mitchell and then had the audacity to be like, where's McCall? Got teed up. Like, shut up, dude. That's why nobody likes those guys. Nobody likes those guys, dude.
That's why they had to come party over here.
Nobody likes those guys.
I can be honest with you. If we were doing, like, Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And all of the Celtics talked.
Mm-hmm.
I would not know who was who. Like, I don't know what Tatum, with Jay, I don't know what any of them sound like. I never hear him talk.
I know
Tatum will be talking about his son a lot. So
I know that I know Spo said yesterday before the game, he goes, I hate to admit that I like those guys, but, like, nobody likes those guys.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Hold on. Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's a direct quote. Nobody likes those guys?
No. I'm saying Spo said.
Of course you're saying. You always
no,
say.
Spo said yesterday before the game, what he was asked about coaching them in the Olympics, he goes, I hate to admit it, I like those guys.
Ah, okay. But.
He goes. But,
context.
But the real truth of it is, nobody likes those guys.
Oh, Leroy. Hello. We're missing a very important thing that's happening right now.
Why are you sweating?
The fact that he makes it known too, he's giving me signals to look over there.
No. I'm just saying, look at my restraint. Hey.
No, say what you mean.
I'm not saying that. I'm a better person today.
I don't think so.
What are you talking about?
We're live from Live Miami. Today is Pro-Am Day.
God knows your heart, Leroy.
We'll take a break here on the show. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM, celebrating a Heat victory. Panthers. Marlins.
Some weird ones, too.
Back after this.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Heat it for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. Miami Heat last night beat the Boston Celtics 124-103. Tyler Hero, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists for Boy Wonder. Slow-mo, Kyle Anderson, 19 points.
He did a Euro step. It took a day and a half.
He legitimately, like, right? He he's went, amazing. He's like a snake charmer. He's like, woo, right. Faked you out. Wee, bucket.
I mean, think about that. Name another profession where being called slow-mo means you're going to survive in that league.
I know.
Unless you play quarterback.
And Spo loves him. Spo loves him. Spo gave him the... He does the winning things. He does everything. I'm just like, yeah, tell us more. But you want to know what he said about Pelle Larsson last night? I'm not even joking.
I know what he said.
This isn't even,
I know what he said.
Not even show bit.
Intangibles,
dude. Wow. He's really something, this Pelle Larsson. He's really something.
We have two guys that play with the kind of energy that allowed the other guys to just concentrate on scoring. Right? So Pella and Davion Mitchell.
Yep.
And I think this only happens with reps. If they can be aggressive because they know that Kalel's going to be in the right spot behind them, then it's going to get even better. But Kalel sometimes still gets caught in no man's land, not knowing whether to go stop, you know, the attacker or stop the lob guy.
But I thought it was good because even in a series like that, like with Cornette, you know, he's going to always be in one spot. But he's going to hardly have to move around if it's Horford and it's if Porzingis, if they do end up in a Celtics
series.
He was on
Tatum.
I know.
He stayed in front of him.
I was impressed. I was impressed with that. Let me ask you this. If Joe Mazzulla just says F you to the referee, how many texts is that supposed to be? That was the hardest F you I've ever seen in my life. And he was just, and the ref's just like, that ref He had a look of exhaustion on his face by the second quarter. He was like,
oh, like he was dealing with Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. He had everybody hated his ass, deservedly so. I mean, they were calling a lot of fouls yesterday, and then some of the stuff they were trying
to catch up. So many fouls because the Heat were by far the more aggressive early in the game, and it almost seemed like they saw the foul disparity, and he tried to catch up.
Timbo says that Spo is lighting him up too. Yeah, but we've heard what Spo says to the referees. He's like, concentrate, focus. Like, Joe Mazzulla was not using big words. He was just like, F you. And then had to be held back.
Like, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if, like, the assistant to the head coach, the guy next in line, he yells that.
Yeah.
And you go, go ahead, player. I'm the captain now.
He's like, because
yes. You know what? I think part of the reason why the coaches do it is because they know they got the whole back coach.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can always see that look on Chris Quinn's face like, ooh. Concentrate.
Get some sleep.
Get some sleep.
He said that. I'm like, who says that to another grown person? Hey, get some sleep.
What a time. What a time it is.
It was awesome.
A great game. Tonight, Memphis Grizzlies in town. Second night of a back-to-back. The Heat back home. And you know they haven't played – you know Ja Morant hasn't played a game against the Heat since 2021, October 2021?
You want him on your team.
Yeah, dude. I mean, could you
– Hey. I don't want anybody I sign to have a stat like that.
Well, things have come up.
Again.
Things have come up.
For whatever reason, I don't want to sign a guy for big money and you hit me with the stat of, you know, he hasn't played in Miami or against the Heat.
Against the Heat.
He hasn't played against the Heat since 2021.
Yeah.
That means every year something has happened.
He has missed, I think, 6 or 7 straight games against the Heat.
Okay, no, I don't want that. I don't want that.
And he's getting looked into for the finger guns.
Of course. And you want him.
I want him, dude.
What?
I want him, dude. That's why I'm boots on the ground tonight. I'm going to be looking. I'm going to be perusing. I'm
Can
be
I
like,
just say?
Seeing vibes.
Like.
Seeing vibes.
What?
After we kick their ass, of course.
There's that. I don't, like, you come from so many different directions, I don't know which direction to stop first.
That's the point.
But they're all, at times, ridiculous.
Dude, Jaren Jackson Jr. is in for it tonight, dude.
Really?
He is in for it tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. We got hottest team in basketball? One of the coldest teams in basketball.
Well, yeah, that's because they fired their coach last week.
Yeah.
Which is, with 2 weeks left to go to season, you fired
How much do you hate that guy?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Taylor, we got to call it. What do you mean, dude? We got like 8 games left. He goes, yeah, too many.
Mike McDaniel.
Too many.
Dude, got a side job.
You're trying to find different avenues.
Huh?
I said, I know you're trying to find different avenues.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You're trying to find different avenues, but it don't hit quite the same, does it?
I am not. Oh, you said I'm trying to, like, instead of, like, drinking soda, I decide to drink poppy.
Yeah, exactly. Like don't hit quite the same, does it?
Right.
Marcos, he's not going to last today.
At all.
No way, dude. First hour, he's already every segment. He's sweating. He's sweating right now.
Yeah.
There was some. Listen,
and he's like,
can I just
like,
say this? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It's like being married and being in a brothel.
Ah.
Right? You're tempted, but you know the rules.
You know what that means? That means if you know what's good for you, Leroy, a lot of ceiling admiration and a lot of floor admiration the entire day.
Dude,
that couldn't
happen.
Say a lot of for the people in the back.
I caught somebody out of my peripherals.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say.
Was that skinny Andy Reid?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
No, he saw a pair of jeans hanging on for dear life.
He can say it.
Look at his. Oh my.
You're a bad man. You're a bad man, dude.
I'm not a bad man.
We're both are out of control.
You just scratched his back right there.
I'm just doing it to be honest, JFig, and be transparent. I obviously have no room to talk about anybody's physique, but I'm just telling you, I know exactly what he's. he's holding off. He's like,
you are Leroy's mouth for today.
He's like holding on for dear life. Like,
yeah. Hey, I look. I made eye contact with J-Fig. I looked over afar. She looked over. Why? Why?
Do you want me to get some bread for you to, like,
no,
bite
I'm
into
good.
When you're trying
I'm
not
good.
To say things?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
We'll take a break here on the show. Tobin and Leroy, we're live from Live Golf. We'll take a break. Back after this. Tobin and Leroy here with ya. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here. We're live from Trump Doral for Live Golf Miami. Today is Pro-Am Day. We'll see if we can get some players. We don't know. The PR staff said they're going to try and work on that for us, so we'll see who swings by. It's a hell of a scene. I just saw a lot of Secret Service walk by, Marcus.
Ah, all right. That was wondering where the hobnobbers were. Maybe they got caught up by the Secret Service.
It's possible. Right. It's possible, you know, with the old pat down. I'm not sure. Mm. Let's get to our road to repeat, which has been a bumpy road lately. Brought to us by our friends over at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Cats lose last night to the Maple Leafs 3-2. And it was a tough one last night. Third period, Panthers give up a couple goals. They get down 3-1. They almost had the comeback. Man, I thought the Panthers played a really good game last night. Stolarz, dude. Classic revenge game from Stoli the goalie. Dude was standing on his bleeping head yesterday.
They had, what, 80-something shots on goal?
They not on goal, but they had 80 over the game, yes. Not on goal, but yes.
Wait.
He didn't have 79 saves.
So, I mean, on goal is one that actually gets through.
Yes.
They had 80 shots, so that means that their Forsling was jumping in front of the puck.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, a shot is a shot.
It's not. He had 29 saves, though, and it felt like every one of them was a big one. Like, he was on an onslaught last night. He was starfishing it in front of the blue paint. Like, he was everywhere yesterday.
Starfishing it.
Dude, Stoli was killing me yesterday. Killing me yesterday. And, man, you know, that goal, you know, they get on the board with the little deflection off the leg. I'm like, ugh. And Forsling got the scoring going for the Cats with a real piss whistle, dude. He got a slap shot on him. He comes in from that defense. That's it, mic'd up. That's what it sounds like.
Didn't he set a record recently?
Yeah, he did. He I don't remember what it was, like, overall. It was like 105.5 or something, Marco, something like that.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's tough. Look, no Barkey yesterday. Barkoff was a late scratch. It's, you know, it's tough to know, right, man? Like, what are we supposed to do with these games? Like, they're not.
I don't, like.
First place is going to look like a hell of a climb right now. I don't know if they're going to finish in first place.
I think you have to look at it like, are they playing the way we want them to play? Like, they're not losing because they're playing bad hockey.
No.
So, I guess, you know, when you play 82 games, like, you got to look at it that way. And I got to tell you, Paul Maurice ain't worried. Leroy's not worried.
I don't know if he's worried or not. Like, it's tough to tell with him sometimes. I don't know if he's got a great poker face. I'm sure there are things like that have got to be concerning because you're kind of just piecing it together. You lose Barkoff, and then you got to mix things up, and you're trying to get Marchand into the fold. And, you know, I think all that stuff's got to be pretty stressful for the Cats.
Right.
You know? But you also know reinforcements are going to be along the way, you would think.
Right, that's what I'm saying is that we don't have the luxury of putting these games in context. Paul Maurice and the Panthers do. That being said, you can't also just keep going along like, oh, when we get these guys back, because there's no guarantee these guys are going to be back to what you think they're going to be.
Panthers 4 points back now of the Maple Leafs. They're a point back of Tampa, who's got a game in hand. They'll play, I imagine, tonight. And then the Panthers off, and they got a back-to-back coming up on Saturday against Ottawa. And I think, is it Detroit after that? I think it's Detroit after that. Yes, Detroit on Sunday.
Which, Detroit, like, I know when you hear Detroit, they're pretty good. They got a lot of length, and that Kate Cunningham is really good.
Dude, talking about the hockey team.
Huh? What?
I thought you were talking about the Heat.
Hey, man.
Really?
That's a minus one.
My bad. That's a minus one.
Minus one.
That Cade Cunningham.
Bro, this is rotating the team, by the way.
It don't matter. It never stopped us before.
No. It's going to be a long day.
He put him on skates.
Where's the balloon?
Huh?
We need a balloon.
Need a balloon. Look what I'm looking at. So that's why I did think you were talking about the Heat.
We were just talking about the Panthers.
I know.
My I said bad. Ottawa.
My bad, dude. I'm looking at the Heat schedule.
Leroy, why? We're literally doing a Panthers segment.
There's no Panthers. No hockey team. There's no NBA team in Ottawa.
For deception.
I didn't hear that part. I was looking at the schedule. Picked the wrong one. Sorry. No, I'm not lying. Look.
Fraud.
No, he showed me his
I did. Card. I was looking at the schedule. Just wrong to.
Kenson goes Cunningham Kovic.
He's, you know what?
Kate Cunningham's from Finland. Sasha Cunningham. Oh.
They don't have black people in Switzerland. In Finland.
According to you, they do. He starred for the Red Wings.
You think it was an honest mistake?
Bum.
See?
It's like Spo forgetting a timeout against Cade Cunningham. You're like, what are we talking about? You know who their goalie is? It's Justin Verlander.
See?
Their defenseman is Barry Sanders.
He's going to lead me to fat shaming.
Like his Schmieden's comment.
I'm sorry.
Back to the Panthers.
No, we don't have to.
You sure?
Yes.
Oh, man, that was good. That was good. Anyway, they'll be back at it in a couple days. Hopefully Barkov's back. They said it wasn't too serious. But obviously when you lose
you
the captain. When you lose the captain, never great.
When a hockey player sits out, it's not for something as minimal as bubble guts.
Especially him.
Especially him. So I'm always worried when a guy doesn't play on that team.
Mm-hmm. Tough. They're tough. Very tough.
Is that an ankle monitor?
I don't know. That's a good question, actually.
I mean, it's not on her ankle. It's on her knee.
No, that's right.
But maybe she has thin, skinny ankles.
They're like, listen, you look like a runner. We're going to put it on your calf.
Yeah.
We don't have speakers, do we? Steph?
No, thank goodness. So. Not today.
Okay.
Buckets and bets was a gamble.
Man, what a time. What a time.
Carnival barker. Step right up.
Step right up here, folks.
Look at you. You got an ankle monitor on your knee.
No, see, I've been thrown
but
up.
You know what? The thing is also that he thinks that he's whispering and he's not.
No.
It's pretty echoey and loud here.
So here's the problem. Here's what got me off. On the bed is Jennifer. We're over there
Looking
at.
What
I'm telling her who the golfers are, whatever. Looking at the build of them, how they're tall and skinny.
See anybody cool?
Helps them hit it.
All I said was that I didn't think Goochman was that young.
Oh, the Goochman's over there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to go see the Gooch.
So then we were coming back.
Don't save that for the end of show montage.
Totally.
Well, you know he is now.
Oh, yeah.
So we're walking back. And out of the corner of my eye.
He blames me. But I didn't even see this person, which is crazy.
Out of the corner of my
this
eye.
This man's walking around like this.
I may or may not have saw Astron.
Mm.
And out of nowhere. We're just walking around talking about how hot it is. He goes, that's real. What?
Sounds about right.
What are you even talking about?
That sounds about right.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Like.
You're going to be... You're,
I love how he wants to blame me for these things.
You've had a hell of a run this hour. And we're not even through an hour.
Can I just tell you about Liv?
Of course!
All right. Maybe we can all get on the same page here instead of being railroaded and bus driven over
this
by
was all
the people I
you.
Do the show with. No. It's a party out here, folks. I'm telling you. And you know it's Live Golf because that's how they do it. There's music in the background. The golfers are out here. We got food. And guess who we saw? Didn't see John Rahm, but he'll be here. Bryson DeChambeau, he'll be here. Brooks Koepka, Taylor Gooch, plus many more. By the way, those first three major championship winners, so you're seeing the top of the top. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food. I will be getting into that. And Scott Punk, Legend Sublime, headlining. It starts tomorrow, right? Grab your tickets at livegolf.com. That's livegolf.com. Hey, Marcos.
Yep.
Let's give away a four-pack right now.
All right, let's do it. What caller?
Let's do it. Let's go caller number...
Is it still for Friday, by the way?
Three. It's for tomorrow.
Oh.
Caller number three. I'm telling you, if you have an opportunity to come out here, especially for the free, take advantage of it. You won't be sorry.
It's a time. It's fun here.
It's
you get
time.
To see a lot of people.
Yep.
A lot of things going on. A lot of room for activities.
All right, you heard him. Caller number three. You're going to be able to enjoy Live Golf right now.